Now it's Food Friday. Our next guest thinks every season is a great season for pasta. In her most recent cookbook, she walks us through making our own pasta and cooking great meals centered around the pasta, whether it's dried or freshly made. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite pasta dish to make or eat? Do you make your own noodles, or have you ever tried? How did it go? Is this something you do all the time and you love it? Or do you have questions for our guest because you've had trouble doing it? Or your chicken, like me, and need some encouragement? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Odette Williams is a cook and writer. Her latest book is Simple Pasta, Pasta Made Easy, Life Made Better. Odette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you came to making your own pasta a little later in your career. What is it that set you on the path to give it a try and then obviously get hooked on it?
You know, I've always just loved pasta because it's never let me down. It's always been fantastic. And then I was in my 40s and I just very impulsively thought one night when I was having friends over, I'm going to make my own pasta. And it was such a huge unlock for me because I was it's this easy. Hang on a second. Why haven't I done this before? This is crazy. And it's one of those things where the first time you make it, it's not like perfect, but still pretty good. And then the next time you make it, it's like you've totally mastered it, you know? And I thought, I'm a pretty good cook. And I thought, oh my goodness, if I haven't done this, there must be like lots of other people that also haven't done it, because store-bought pasta is so convenient, you know, and so good. I describe it like it's like gardening. It's like one of those things where it's just good for you in life, and that I've got so much joy from doing it that I really just wanted to share that with others. So so that was like one of the things. It's like, how could someone have adored pasta their whole life, not made it till she was 40?
And you, I love this about it. You say pasta making is great, a great project to do with kids as well.
Yeah. I mean, I have two kids and you know, it really is. And I think also too, the reason why I advocate for it is because I never had someone who taught me to make it. And I think it is one of those things where if you see it done and realize how simple it is, that, you know, like you'll go on and do that in life. And so I think it's a really fun project to do with either your kids or even just like, I say, like call a friend and make a Saturday afternoon of it and get a bottle of wine and borrow someone's pasta machine in the neighborhood and, you know, make a big tray of lasagna together, you know, or just something where it's just like simple sheets of pasta. Cause I feel like that's when homemade pasta really is at its best. When you make a lasagna, it's like the best lasagna you'll probably ever eat in your life. So
now, you mentioned pasta machines. I suppose somebody doesn't have access to one. This would probably be me if I tried it, and I haven't. But I would be like, okay, I want to do something without buying or borrowing equipment. What is the best kind of pasta for a hopeless amateur like me to try to make without gear, without a machine?
Well, that's such a great question, because what I tell my friends if they don't have any kind of manual pasta roller, I just say make the potato gnocchi, because potato gnocchi, all you need is a box grater, which we all kind of have, or a microplane, and you just boil. I just describe it like making mashed potato, except for we're adding like a little bit of parmesan and an egg and some flour, and then you roll it into a ball and then you roll it into snakes and cut it up. And I think even that we can just wrap our heads around. And to like rice the potatoes, all you need is just do that on the back of the finest side of the box grater. And I swear that you'll never go back to store-bought gnocchi ever again. Like, it's so simple. It's so easy. And they're like pillows of heaven. And then I've got a red sauce in the book that I serve it with. It's like the best pantry red sauce you'll ever eat. Like, comes together in 15 minutes. You don't need anything special. You know, it goes perfectly on any pound of pasta or the gnocchi. It's just one of those red sauces to have in your back pocket. So just really simple. You don't have to be a cook. Anyone can do it.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Odette Williams about her cookbook, Simple Pasta, Pasta Made Easy, Life Made Better. That recipe she was just talking about, the gnocchi or gnocchi with luxurious pomodoro, we've got it at WPR.org/Food Friday, along with a couple other recipes from our guest. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite pasta dish that you like to make, or you like to have somebody make for you? Have you experimented with pasta making on your own? Are you doing it this weekend? Let us know. 800-642-1234 with your favorites, your questions. 800-642-1234. Okay, another recipe. Now, Odette, this is perfect timing. Just yesterday on the show, I was talking about there's a survey of favorite Thanksgiving side dishes. Number one in the country, this surprised me, was mac and cheese, which I didn't grow up with as a Thanksgiving dish. But you gave us a recipe, Lux mac and cheese. It looks fantastic. What goes into this?
You know, I think the best mac and cheese is closer to an Alfredo sauce, where it's got like, it's like silky and not dry, you know? And because I think sometimes when we bake mac and cheese and that, it kind of dries out, whereas I love the ones that are like still saucy but then crispy on top. So I put, you know, breadcrumbs on top of mine just to give it that extra crunch, and then for like a more I call it the grown-up version, I sometimes use truffle butter and a bit of mustard in the white sauce, and it just is like, especially around the holidays, it's just really fabulous. But it's just as equally delicious without the truffle butter. And my kids much prefer it without the truffle butter, to be honest. But the thing is, it's a really saucy mac and cheese. So you could make it ahead of time, you know, and it's not going to dry out, and it'll be an awesome side because you have all that sauce. So it's pretty delicious.
Yeah, the kid thing on that one, there's some dishes like grilled cheese sandwiches and mac and cheese, and you go to a restaurant and they've reinvented it, and I like it fine, but the kids don't. Do you have a favorite, like, kid-friendly mac and cheese with that, you know, as you mentioned, leaving out the truffle butter is part of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is why this recipe is really great, because this is a great kid's mac and cheese. And then if you want to make it sophisticated, you just add in a couple of, tablespoons of the truffle butter. But it really is like a family-friendly mac and cheese. And I mean, it's one of those foods, isn't it, where it's just a comfort food. Like, it doesn't matter what age you are. It's like when you see someone eating, you're like, oh, can I have a bite? It just always is so comforting.
Now, some advice here, you know, sometimes we're not going to make our own pasta. We're going to go to the store. Do you have things you look for in buying a dried pasta that says, yeah, this package is going to be better than that one?
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, you really can't go wrong, guys. That's the truth. You just can't go wrong. And the main box, you know, pastas that you get at the grocery store, you know, are still fabulous, which is why a lot of people haven't made their own pasta before. And what's been interesting is I've really noticed in the last like 3 years, there's been this explosion of like boutique dried pasta brands and all these different shapes that we didn't have access to before. So, I mean, the one that you'll probably see labeled on a lot of these is die cut, bronze die cut. And that means that the pasta, when it's been extruded, has gone through this bronze die, and it adds this texture to the pasta that then the sauce clings to. So you want to look for that. And I really love like discovering new shapes, and shapes like casareche, which I didn't have like growing up, which is like a short noodle and it's twisted. And it just like if you're making like even a carbonara or a bolognese, it just like clings, you know, and captures that sauce really brilliantly. But I mean, and even actually back to the back to the mac and cheese,
sure,
and store-bought pasta, the shape that I use in the mac and cheese, which I think helps make it saucy, because sometimes I feel like elbows can be like super greedy and they like they suck up all the sauce, whereas this other shape that I use is mezzalune, which is like a really short like tube, and so it like doesn't suck up the sauce as much as the macaroni. I'm totally geeking out now.
That's what we're here for.
On my pastas, but try it, guys, because honestly, when you make the mac and cheese with that little shift in the shape of the pasta, it can really, and that's where the fun comes. You know, you can just do lots of experimenting.
It's Food Friday. We're talking with Odette Williams about her newest cookbook. It's called Simple Pasta, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite shape of pasta that you go back to again and again? Do you have a specific tip or technique to share with us, a favorite recipe you like to eat, or do you need some pasta related advice? Maybe getting ready for some holiday pasta making. I don't know. And oh yeah, do you make your own pasta? I know you're out there. I want to hear from you if you make your own. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. No judgment if you don't make your own. I don't. Maybe someday I'll try it. I don't know. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the Food Friday conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Odette Williams about her new cookbook, Simple Pasta. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your pasta favorites, your questions, your experiments, maybe making your own. Call 800-642-1234. What's your favorite noodle dish? 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller. Laura is with us in Cudahy. Laura, hi.
Hi. A couple of years ago, I had friends who grew pumpkins, and so I got a lot of pumpkins from them. And I went online looking for pumpkin recipes, and I found a couple of pumpkin gnocchis, and I just kind of took what I liked out of each. And now that's one of my husband's favorite dishes, and I love it. And when pumpkin's not around anymore, butternut squash is an excellent substitute.
And Laura, what do you do for sauces that goes well with the pumpkin or butternut squash gnocchis?
Well, it's kind of fattening, but I'll take some, melt some butter, put in some whipping cream, some Asaggio cheese, and fresh sage. And the fresh sage just really... oh, it's wonderful.
Okay, it'll take me about an hour to get there, Laura, for dinner if you have one of these ready to rock. Laura, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing that. Oh, Dad, I can't remember. Do you have any pumpkin or squash related pasta in the book?
You know what? I didn't include pumpkin gnocchi. I just included the regular gnocchi, but I love pumpkin gnocchi, and I love it just even with a simple butter sage sauce is like phenomenal. So I'm coming round with you for a meal.
Laura, thanks so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Now, Odette, your book, we're focusing on the pasta. That's the organizing principle, but you kind of go by season here, and you've got recipes that you build it around the pasta dish. We'll get into one of those recipes, but can you talk about just your sort of seasonal philosophy of building a meal around pasta of choice?
Yeah, look, the book really is about pleasure. Like, I want you to have fun. I want it to be effortless. And I want you to open it up and go, whatever season you're in. It's like I structured it a bit like a great, you know, when you go to a restaurant and they've got a blackboard menu and it's, you know, everything on it is going to be fabulous. And they've only got like one cocktail, one starter, one salad, one dessert, and then you just kind of choose what your main is going to be. Well, that's what I did in the book. So all you have to do is choose which pasta you're craving or in the mood for. And then if you're having friends over, you don't have to think like, oh, what else am I going to serve? Or it's like I've done it all for you. So if you want to have a dinner party, then you've got all the support acts that you need. And then I just think the way that pasta is just so versatile. And so it works seasonally so well. You know, there's so much you can do in each season with it. And I just think it's such a creative way to approach pasta is seasonally, you know, because you're really just using what you can get your hands on.
And we've got some snow on the ground here in Wisconsin, so that's great for your winter recipe. You shared your salad, a recipe for the winter menu, winter chicories with date and anchovy dressing. Can you talk about this salad?
Yeah, I love this salad because I think the chicories are so beautiful, and I really love the idea of, you know, if you're going to put the effort into making homemade pasta or pasta, I just want the salad to be so simple and delicious. So I love the idea of like a single leaf salad or just an arugula salad. And I always think that like the chicories are pretty bitter. And so the dressing is this really salty, sweet dressing that, you know, is so delicious on it. And it's just like a big flavored salad and you really don't have to do any work. You know, and it goes with all of the pastas that are in the winter season. So it's a keeper.
Now, we can't always find chicory leaf. Like, how bitter? Are we talking like radicchio level of bitterness here? What can we sub in if we don't have the
Yeah.
chicory on hand?
You know what? You could just use arugula and it would still be that dressing would be fabulous. Like the spiciness of arugula would be great. You know, and to be honest, you could use like many leaves as well, and it would still be great. But I find that the chicories, if you can get your hands on them, they're so beautiful looking.
We have that recipe, the mac and cheese, and a gnocchi recipe online at WPR.org/Food Friday. It is Food Friday. Odette Williams is with us talking about her latest cookbook. It's called Simple Pasta. Okay, Odette, let's talk about how much to cook the pasta. You know, people are like, yeah, al dente is better. And sometimes I think what people like in al dente, I want it to go another minute or two. How do you judge the firmness of your pasta?
I'm so with you on
Okay.
this. I once went to a restaurant with my husband when we were in France, and someone recommended it, and they're like, oh, they do fabulous pasta. And I swear it nearly broke our teeth. It was like, now that is taking al dente to a new level. But I'm with you. And here's the thing. When you make homemade pasta, it is by nature just so luxurious and soft and wonderful, you know, that it's like nothing else, you know, it's like it's such a treat. And then that's why I say, like in the book, you know, when you make something like that, you can just smother it in butter and good parmesan, salt and pepper, and call it a day. You know, it needs nothing else to shine. And so I'm a big advocate for too, like just I don't like my pasta to be not cooked, you know?
Okay.
It should be cooked.
I'm right there with you. Hey, we had a good question from a Barb in Marinette who couldn't stay on the line, wondering about gluten-free pasta making options. Can we make some good pasta without the gluten?
Great question. I have found this amazing gluten-free flour that I talk about in the book. It's by a brand named Caputo's. And Caputo's also makes a regular 00 flour, which is the flour I use for the egg dough pasta. And what it does is that flour allows the pasta to be, you know, really the sheets to be rolled out and stretched out, and there's just the right amount of gluten in there. But the gluten-free flour, I did a lot of experimenting, and I've got to say, Caputo's nailed it. You can buy it on Amazon, guys. Just look for the Caputo's 00 gluten-free flour, and it is the closest thing to the real deal that I found without having to go out and buy all the different flours that it takes to build your own. So I really can't sing its praises enough. And then for the dried pastas, there's some really great options now on the market for gluten-free dried pasta. There's like a lot. And they've really come a long way too in the last 5 years. Like when it first kind of started, it was, you know, like a little hit and miss, but now it's fabulous. So I've got you covered there in the book for the gluten-free friends.
Excellent. Now, I want to set the scene for you here. It's like a winter day here in Wisconsin. Temperatures in the 20s around a lot of the state, pretty windy, snow on the ground. What kind of pasta does that make you want hearing that scene? What would you recommend for us to warm us up?
Oh, my God. I just go straight to the baked pastas. You know, when it's cold outside and I want, like, I mean, a slice of lasagna on a cold night, on a cold Friday night. Like, I always say, like, it's totally worth all the dishes. Like, on Saturday, your Saturday is well spent if you make a homemade tray of pasta, have a bunch of friends over, get some red wine. I mean, that's time and life well spent. So I would say, you know, one of my lasagnas, I've got a meat one or a vegetable one in the book. Or the other one that I really love is cannelloni. And I know it's a little 1980s, but I think it's time cannelloni made a comeback. Like a spinach and ricotta cannelloni. I mean, even just a simple, quick carbonara with store-bought pasta. I mean, coming home to that on a Friday night with a simple, like, arugula salad. Or I do the potato gnocchi with the red sauce that I was telling you about, the luxurious pomodoro. They'd be my, and I definitely have a cocktail.
Excellent. A lot of great inspiration there, Odette. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to Odette Williams. She joined us on Food Friday to talk about her newest cookbook. It's called Simple Pasta, about how you can start making your own pastas and sauces from scratch, plus lots of great recipes for a great pasta sauce and a dish. Even if you're not making your own, that is okay. Check out a few of her recipes. That gnocchi one she just mentioned with the rich sauce, the Lux mac and cheese sounds fantastic, and a great winter salad to go with it all. That and the accumulated recipes of many years, find them all online at WPR.org/Food Friday, and let us know how they all turn out.